Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
From New York. You're not up in Harlem this morning?
I'm not up in Harlem this morning. I'm in Midtown. I am in a hotel after spending, about 3 or 4 days preparing for this town hall last night.
Mm. So, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. I thought it was very powerful. It was, for me, just sitting in a room with all those people, especially the people who had lost loved ones, that I'm going to talk about. After the terrible tragedy suffered last week in this country, CNN held a town hall last night to try to bring about healing, to start that conversation that everyone says we need to start. Dallas police officer Patrick Zamaripa was killed last week. His father spoke to me last night about his son.
See color? He didn't care if you're white, green, purple. He's a true Mexican hero. Mm-hmm. He was always been my hero since day one. And he was my little hero, and now he's a big hero in my heart.
His stepmom says that his dad was also Patrick's hero as well. The mother of the son of the man killed by police in Baton Rouge, the young man who held a press conference yesterday, she sat on the same stage as a family of one of the officers, and she said this to me. Listen.
You said to me, your heart goes out for all the families involved for the officer.
You have no idea how much it goes out. Just even before the interview, we had no clue who we were, no clue whatsoever. And we just started talking, and I just told him, I said, you know, this is our unity right here. This is it.
Wow. What a fraternity and sorority.
Right? And you would think they're on different sides, but they joined together in the healing, and they said that they didn't need people to be divisive anymore. They needed people to talk because we can't live this way. We live in the same country, as I say, and we have to get along. Bishop T.D. Jakes was there in the audience to offer some healing words.
I think that our country has a responsibility to bring about peace. And in order to have real lasting peace that vindicates the tremendous loss that we see on the stage today, we have to have peace and justice collaboratively. And I don't think that we can really have one without the other. I think that we can have justice. And there's a sharp difference between justice and vengeance.
And vengeance and people who, there were some people who came because they wanted to fight, which you can understand. But when you have people in the room, who one officer, Gary McCarthy, who's a police superintendent of Chicago, was a police superintendent of Chicago, said that he understands. And yes, there is a problem with law enforcement. It was surprising. The purpose of this town hall was to start a national conversation on how to come together and heal. I think we started that. Gary McCarthy offered some solutions. Here he is.
There are institutions in law enforcement that should be sitting down with Black Lives Matter. And I'll try and facilitate that meeting if that's what needs to happen, because there has to be conversation. There has to be conversation, there has to be exposure, and I think that you would be shocked to hear the responses from some of these police executives. Yeah. David Brown is not the exception. David Brown is a great example of it.
David Brown, of course, is the police chief in Dallas. After the town hall last night, I heard him, McCarthy, and Black Lives Matter people talking. He gave them his cars. He went to grab their cars and said he's going to facilitate that meeting. Members of Black Lives Matter said, I didn't know you felt this way, Commissioner. He says, I've been talking. I've been doing this for 10 years. And they said to him, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I had you wrong. That's a start. Demetri Roberts is a former Chicago police officer. He said the way to begin healing is by apologizing to the people who feel that law enforcement failed them.
Here's the deal, Don. As a police officer and as a leader
who served under Gary McCarthy,
but who also served my country, I put my life on the line for my country, and I put my life on the line for my community. And I will not sit here as a leader who took an oath and let this young lady behind me cry because she and her family and her children don't feel protected when I swore an oath to serve and protect her. So I want to say, I'm sorry.
She's right there.
As a leader, and as somebody who took that oath, I'm sorry that we have not fulfilled our civil duty and our responsibility to you and this community and your children. And I'm sorry. And I just want to take a moment and say to you, I'm sorry. And I think this is where.
That was one of the most powerful moments of last night. So that's where we started. My question to you, everyone listening, how will you start or continue the conversation in your own life? Lives depend on it.
I think that's a great question. I'm wondering also, Don, about the and it really is a question we all need to ask ourselves, just like Chief Brown has asked us, what are you doing? But also, what about the follow-up? How will this continue on the part of the media?
You'd have to ask all the members of the media. I made a commitment day before yesterday, is that when we hold these conversations, and I hope to have them to hold them more often, is that we, the gatekeepers of the media, that we make sure that the people who are on stop with the political talking points. The left and the right, and this is how the left should react. Whenever you respond to someone, if you ask, if you're not coming on my air with a solution when it comes to racial issues and when it comes to policing issues, I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to ask you a question and your immediate answer is because Hillary Clinton is wrong. That solves nothing. So I want you to come on with a solution of what your candidate is doing or how you're going to help your community. And I think the media needs to do that because have you heard the president and the former president say, too often we fall into old rhetoric, and that solves absolutely nothing. We need empathy. And so that's where I want the conversations to start, around empathy and solutions, and not around crushing your opponent.
Don,
that doesn't do anything.
Don, one thing that we all know, that this conversation will continue as long as the ratings are high.
Mm-hmm.
When this conversation gets low ratings, the conversation ends in the media.
Well, Tom, that was the most profound thing that said on this show this morning, because I have to tell you that we held a town hall the night before with the Speaker of the House, the Republican, okay? And about issues that many people, especially African-Americans, probably don't agree with him on. I would venture a guess, this is just me, because we do a lot of talking about policing and about discrimination. I would venture a guess that more people either watched that last night or the night before than watched the town hall last night. Mm-hmm. That more people tuned in for the ESPY Awards than tuned in for a town hall or for a discussion on race. Not just because it's CNN or any channel, it's because of where our interest and our focus is.
Yeah.
We're more interested in entertainment than the BET Awards, and we are, which is fine. That's all well and good. Don't get me wrong. I love BET and I love the awards. But having these conversations is the more important one, especially when people are dying in the street.
I wonder if they would broadcast something like you had, the town hall you had, on all of the BET affiliated stations, the way they did the BET Awards.
You'd have to ask BET that.
Stephen Hill, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. All right, Don. Good job last night.
Thank you very much, y'all.
Congratulations, Don.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Get some rest across the street.
I'm going back to bed now.